The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Thanks to Barstool Nate for joining us in the last segment. Toby Altizer in for JP Finley today. It is B. Mitch in Finley. Happy Christmas Eve. Christmas Day tomorrow. It's a Wednesday, and yet there's still going to be football.
Hell yeah.
the NFL had games last year.
Holidays
and they
need
said,
football.
Well, last year they said, oh, this will be the 1 year. And then they're like, no, actually, we had some success. We're going to put football on Christmas again.
They handle basketball, and they tell them basketball, listen, we want all the holidays.
They're going to keep taking
Step
them.
Step aside.
Yeah. There's two games tomorrow. Chiefs and Steelers at 1 o'clock in Pittsburgh. Ravens and Texans at 4:30.
Two AFC powerhouse.
It's going to be good games. I mean, these were the games that were last Saturday. They just got reshuffled so that they can play on Wednesday. You going to be dialed into these?
Yeah.
What's your Christmas look like? Is it something where you're going to, you know, just be kind of milling around?
I'm going to be outside probably about 6:30. I'm going to start some briskets today where I got to take them off tomorrow. Then I will have some people that, you know, normally I tell them to come to my house at a certain time, but some of the idiots, they leave their whole turkey at their own house and they have to go back and get the turkey. That's what they say. I just think they were late.
Sure.
That's Jeff. I'm going to fry some turkeys tomorrow.
I was still the first
I'm going to fry some turkeys and stuff tomorrow, you know, have a few drinks with these Bamas and then get to the family.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun tomorrow having football on. There's also... Let me see how many basketball.
I'm going to be watching some football now.
There's a bunch of basketball, too. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games tomorrow in basketball.
No, I'm not watching that.
I'm going to watch. Yeah, this is a tough thing. I'm going to have on. So the first kickoff for the NFL games is 1 o'clock, Chiefs Steelers. I'm going to be watching Spurs and Knicks tipping off at noon at the Garden.
I would have wanted to watch some of the Spurs, but with me, I'm going to piss me off last night.
Oh, my gosh. That was horrible.
Didn't the NBA install a new rule that said if you flop, you get thrown out. He should be thrown out for some weeks.
That was terrible.
That was some straight garbage. And then come on, dog. The referee. Hate the fact that it's a lady. But damn it, if you don't see something, don't call anything.
Yes.
She just called.
The fact that you
didn't even see what happened. The dude threw himself down on the ground.
Ejecting Andre Drummond, giving him a second technical foul. That
then
was
had to bring
horrendous.
Him back in the game.
Yeah. What was there
that
was another
was the
one.
Most embarrassing crap I've seen in a long time. But if Wimbledon, that, like Andre Drummond said, dude, you so soft. Soft as cotton. You can't be doing that, dog. That's not integrity.
Well, and that's how, like, if you're going to have dudes like that coming in the league, right, that are that tall and that skinny, a Joel Embiid, an Andre Drummond, a traditional big that's 7 foot with some beef, they're going to beat you down in the
if
post.
If they beat him down and they get a foul, yes. But when you just throw yourself on the ground, you should get nothing.
Correct.
They should just tell you, boo, get the hell out the stadium.
Well, and you should get a foul. You should get a technical something.
He should have been thrown out that game yesterday.
Yeah.
Because the first one on Drummond, he just fell on his own.
Correct.
Then the second one, he threw himself across the damn line. What the hell is this?
Yeah, that was frustrating.
I'm not watching the Spurs because of that, because of him.
Well, and then there was another, I can't remember what NBA player it was and what team it was. It was a couple nights ago. Going back to officiating problems. And someone had spilled a beer on the floor, B-Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the defensive player comes up, like, pointing to the ref, like, hey, there's a beer on the floor. You know what the ref immediately did?
What?
Tech.
Because he says a beer on the floor?
Because he's like, hey, trying to get his attention and pointing at something.
Too many of these damn referees in basketball, they think they run the damn game. You know,
right?
You are not what people come to see. Just get in there, do your damn job, and go to hell home.
Ego tripping.
I'm annoyed by the referees in the NBA kill me, dude.
Well, it's the NBA, the NFL at times. I mean, it is so
bad. The referees in the NFL, some of these dudes, I think they don't have the NFL give them too much to worry about every year. Every year they want to change 500,000 damn rules.
Yeah.
Give us some football and get the hell out the way.
Oh, and by the way, you Philly fans that are complaining about a false start on that 10-second play that wins the game, go look at your own right tackle. He false starts every single time. But the officiating has become a problem in so many sports. But regardless, tomorrow, two Christmas games. Which one are you more intrigued by, Chiefs Steelers or Ravens Texans? Probably the Chiefs game, right?
I think Ravens Texans. That game right there, you're talking about people that live off of their defense, but they both have good offenses. I think it's going to be them. But I think the Chiefs game only because nobody wants to give credit to a team that's 14-1.
They're 14-1 and no one talks about it.
And they're like, oh, they're not that good. I don't know what people think. This is why I have problem with the analytics world and just the offensive-minded world. The object of the game is to win it, right? And if you keep winning it, doesn't make a damn difference that, well, you know, based off of what they're doing, they should have lost that game. They didn't, though. When do you take your head out your analytics ass and just sit up there and look at the results of something? Pat Mahomes get the ball with one drive left in the game. I guarantee you there's no analytics that can tell me nothing about it. But I bet you everybody puckering up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it comes to a point where we got to understand that the world is not just run by what we think. It's ran by what the hell goes down consistently. And when he gets the ball, he scares the hell out of the people.
Hey, Jeff, you know that gif or gif, however you want to say it, you know that gif of Dave Chappelle when he sees that water and it smacks it and runs?
Yeah, it's gif.
It's gif. But regardless, I'm about to do that real quick. Watch this. You talk about analytics. Guess what PFF had Jaden Daniels ranked as quarterback this week, where he ranked?
Where?
15th.
You know what I say to them? I give them number one. Finger salute. That's what I give them.
I had a feeling there might be some a reaction there. I'm just curious to see.
Listen, I understand that numbers can do a lot of stuff for you. But just because you put in certain numbers in certain situations and you get a result doesn't mean that that's the guarantee.
Well, and I appreciate what they do. I know that they're watching the film. They're going through doing this different stuff. But
they can't be watching the film. If they saw the game and he's 50, they didn't watch the film.
I know he made two bad throws. I get it. The first interception is just a sail. The second one is a force. I get those are bad throws. But you also have to factor in the fact they had nothing on offense and everything depended on Jaden. Every single thing.
He only came back and threw five touchdowns.
Well, and by the way, if you want to knock the interception, how many quarterbacks make the throw to Terry McLaurin for the touchdown? Not many.
That throw is early.
That throw is right on target. I don't know.
See, this is my thing.
That stuff drives me nuts.
As I listen to people explain analytics to me, analytics can tell you everything about why something happened wrong. But they don't seem to give you credit for the exceptional things that you do. And that, to me, tells me we got people that just want to be a part of a story. And that's why I get pissed off at it. But, hey, teach his own.
I think Sean McVay said it best. I think it was Sean McVay. Said, analytics are great, but analytics doesn't tell you that your left guard's been getting his butt beat all day.
Like, that's what I'm saying. So you see a guy have a bad game. And you're like, oh, man, the quarterback doing this. Do you not see that defensive end over there beating the brakes off of this tackle?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you have to look at more than just putting in, well, in this situation, this should happen. Well, the numbers say it didn't happen. Take your numbers and go to hell home. You know, that's what I think about it.
Real quick, just looking at the games tomorrow in terms of playoff implications. So Kansas City is 14-1. They're two games ahead of Buffalo. If they win tomorrow, they would probably wrap up. I think they wrap up the one seed in the AFC. So it's big for them going against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh currently on top of the AFC North. They're 10-5. Baltimore's also 10-5. So they play the later game against Houston. Baltimore currently the fifth seed in the AFC. Houston is at 9-6. They've won the AFC South. So mm-hmm. They've already clinched the playoff spot. All those teams have clinched playoff spots. But big for the Chiefs. They can clinch the one seed. Big for the Steelers so they can hold on to the AFC North. Big for the Ravens so that they can maybe take the lead from the Steelers. Big for the Texans because they can maybe leapfrog the Steelers and get to the three seed in the AFC. So some good matchups tomorrow.
Good thing about analytics. The NFL saw if we flex the right games in primetime, we make even more money. That's good analytics.
100%.
Right there. You see, 100%. They put two games out there that are vitally important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be fun to watch. People are going to be tuning in. And by the way, sorry, NBA, your stranglehold on Christmas
is over.
It's over. Yeah. It's over. Totally. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.